राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare ఏం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శతశ్రీ శ్రీమదేసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్కి ఏం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శతశ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ప్రభుపాద్ మహారాజ్కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృందికి నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత కథాధర శ్రీవసాది గౌర భక్తవృందికి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపీనాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్కి శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్కి జయ శ్రీ మాయాపూర్ ధామ్కి జయ పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి జయ గంగమయకి జయ యమునమయకి జయ తులసిదేవికి జయ భక్తిదేవికి జయ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్కి జయ సమవేత భక్త వృందికి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ వోల్టీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ వోల్టీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ వోల్టీస్ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపాకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః హరే కృష్ణ సో వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ టుడే వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో 17th చాప్టర్ 24th వర్స్ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫర్డ్ బై లార్డ్ శివ టు లార్డ్ శంకర్షణ యన్నిర్మితాం కర్హ్యపి కర్మ పర్వణిం మాయాం జనోయం గుణ సర్గమోహితః న వేద నిస్తారణ యోగ మంజసా తస్మై నమస్తే విలయోదయాత్మని యన్నిర్మితాం కర్హ్యపి కర్మ పర్వణి మాయాం జనోయం గుణసర్గమోహితః న వేద నిస్తారణ యోగ మంజసా తస్మై నమస్తే విలయోదయాత్మని యన్నిర్మితాం కర్హ్యపి కర్మ పర్వణి మాయాం జనోయం గుణసర్గమోహితః న వేద నిస్తారణ యోగ మంజసా तस्मै नमस्ते विलयोदयात्मने। यन्निर्मितां कर्ह्यपि कर्म पर्वणि मायां जनोयं गुणसर्गमोहितः न वेद निस्तारणयोगमञ्जसा तस्मै नमस्ते विलयोदयात्मने। यन्निर्मितां कर्ह्यपि कर्म पर्वणि मायां जनोयं गुणसर्गमोहितः न वेद निस्तारणयोगमञ्जसा तस्मै नमस्ते विलयोदयात्मने। यन्निर्मितां कर्ह्यपि कर्म पर्वणि मायां जनोयं गुणसर्गमोहितः न वेद निस्तारणयोगमञ्जसा तस्मै नमस्ते विलयोदयात्मने। माताजी यन्निर्मितां कर्ह्यपि कर्म पर्वणि मायां जनोयं गुणसर्गमोहितः न वेद निस्तारणयोगमञ्जसा तस्मै नमस्ते विलयोदयात्मने। यत् वैभवं निर्मितां क्रिएटेड् कर्हि अपि एट् एनी टाइम कर्मपर्वणीं विच टाइस् द नॉट्स ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी मायां द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी जन ए पर्सन अयम दिस गुणसर्ग मोहितः bewildered by the three modes of material nature, na, not, veda, knows, nistarana yogam, the process of getting out of material entanglement, anjasa, soon, tasmai, unto him, the supreme, Nama, respectful obeisances, te, unto you, vilayodayatmane, in whom everything is annihilated, and from whom everything is again manifested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all of us conditioned souls to this material world. Therefore, without being favored by Him, persons like us cannot understand how to get out of that illusory energy. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the cause of creation and annihilation. Purport. Krishna clearly states in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Daivi Hyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya Mameva Ye Prapadhyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. All conditioned souls working within the illusory energy of the Lord consider the body to be the self, and thus they continuously wander throughout the universe, taking birth in different species of life and creating more and more problems. Sometimes they become disgusted with the problems and seek out a process by which they can get out of this entanglement. Unfortunately, such so-called research workers are unaware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His illusory energy, and thus all of them work only in darkness, never finding a way out. So-called scientists and advanced research scholars are ludicrously trying to find the cause of life. They take no notice of the fact that life is already being produced. What will be their credit if they find out the chemical composition of life? All their chemicals are nothing but different transformations of the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.20, the living entity is never created. Najayate mriyate va kadachin. There are five gross material elements and three minor elements: mind, intelligence, and ego. And there are eternal living entities. The living entity desires a certain type of body, and by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that body is created from material nature, which is nothing but a kind of machine handled by the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives the living entity a particular type of mechanical body, and the living entity must work with it according to the law of fruitive activities. Fruitive activities are described in this verse: karma parvanim mayam. The living entity is seated on a machine, the body, and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, he operates the machine. This is the secret of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. The living entity thus becomes entangled in fruitive activities in this material world, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Manas Sashtani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. The living entity is struggling very hard against the six senses, which include the mind. In all the activities of creation and annihilation, the living entity is entangled in fruitive activities, which are executed by the illusory energy Maya. He is exactly like a computer handled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The so-called scientists say that nature acts independently, but they cannot explain what nature is. Nature is nothing but a machine operated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one understands the operator, his problems of life are solved. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. A sane man, therefore, surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus gets out of the clutches of the illusory energy Maya. So this is the end of the chapter. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descent of the River Ganges. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनादान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन टू दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। सो हियर इन दिस सेक्शन फिफ्थ कैंटो 17th चैप्टर। सो प्रीवियसली इन द 16th चैप्टर परीक्षित महाराज हैड आस्क्ड सुखदेव गोस्वामी टू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट दिस स्थूल रूप ऑफ दिस होल यूनिवर्स। So in that, please explain about how the Lord is situated in this gross, universal, gross situation of the universe. So when one minds is getting, if one absorbs mind in that Lord, thinking that this is the form of the Lord, and so then his mind will be purified. So in that connection, there, in general, Parikshit is asking there for the benefit of Bhakti Mishra yogis. So there Vishnu Chakutakar mentions that there are in that assembly many sages, they were all sitting. So for them, they wanted to meditate on this universal form. So for their benefit, he is asking. For him, Parikshit, for the method of liberation is hearing the glories of the Lord. So, but for the benefit of all others, he is asking that. And so in that connection, so while explaining this form of the universe, so Sumeru, Jambudvipa is being explained, where Sumeru mountain and how Ganges descended, that those are all explained. And in that connection, the 9 varshas in the Jambudvipa, they are explained. So out of those 9 varshas, 8 varshas, Bharata Varsha is said to be Karma Bhumi, but all other 8 varshas, they are Bhauma Sargas. There are 3 Swargas that are mentioned. Swarga in the heavenly planetary systems, and the earthly Swarga. These are 8 are considered to be earthly Swarga, and there are even subterranean Swargas also. So in these 8 varshas, it is mentioned that the people there, they live like devatas. They have 10,000 years they live. and their body will have 10,000 elephants strength, and they enjoy enjoyment with their wives, and with like strong senses, full youth and fragrance. In that way they enjoy, and their wives will give birth to their children only in the last year of their life. So in that way they are like continuously able to enjoy. And the life in there, it is said to be like Treta Yuga. So why Treta Yuga? Because in Satya Yuga, it is like everyone performs meditation, so there is no enjoyment. And in Dwapara and Kali, there is more suffering. So Treta is like more like enjoyment, like that it is mentioned. So in this way, these eight varshas are mentioned. So in each of these nine varshas, there is a predominating deity. So, and the prayers, in order to mention that in each of the varshas also there is a worship of the Lord, and there is a predominating deity. So these personalities that they worship in that, those deities, that are those prayers are offered by one prominent personality in that varsha to that particular deity. So here the description is about Ilavrata Varsha. Vishnu Chakravarti says that basically these are the deity forms, because in Bharata Varsha there are prayers to Naranarayan Rishi, which are basically in Bhadrikashram in deity form. So here also in Ilavrata Varsha, Lord Shiva is offering prayers to his own Lord, or from whom he was created, so Sankarshan. So in Ilavrata Varsha, like it is mentioned that only one male exists, Lord Shiva, and all others, they will like, all others are females only. Even if some male enters there, he will become a female, because Mother Durga has cursed them. So in that situation, Lord Shiva is worshipping Sankarshan. So this is the last prayer of Sankarshan, Lord Shiva offering to Sankarshan. So we will briefly see what Lord Shiva is offering to Lord Sankarshan, which is covered in last few days. So he is offering obeisances to Sankarshan, that he is the like reservoir of all the transcendental qualities, Supreme Lord, who is Ananta, and he cannot be understood easily, he is unfathomable. Such is the glory of Sankarshan. And especially now one nice prayer he offers. Bhaje bhaje nyarana pada pankajan bhagasya krutnasya paramparayanam bhakteshu alam bhavita bhuta bhavanam bhavapaham tva bhava bhavam ishwaram. He says that bhaje bhaje, I will worship that personality who is worthy of worshipping. And he has a lotus feet which gives shelter to everyone, whoever takes shelter. And he has he is a reservoir of all the opulences. Bhagasya krutnasya, all the opulences, six opulences are completely present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he will give complete shelter for all the devotees, whoever takes shelter of him. And he destroys the material existence for all the devotees who take shelter of him. So to that Supreme Lord, who is even shelter for me, the Lord Shiva, Bhava, to that Lord I take shelter. In this way he is offering prayers to the Lord. Nice prayer. And also it is said that when someone, if someone wants to control, and when he wants to control some things and he is looking into those things, he may get affected by those things. But the Lord, with the will of controlling something, he is glancing. Or under his control everything is moving, but he is not affected by such glance. So such is the glory. But in general, for all other things, if someone is seeing some things, he will eventually, if he is not under the, he is not a liberated person, he will get, he either he gets attachment or he gets repulsion. But Lord is not like that. Although he creates, maintains and destroys all this material world, but he is never affected by that glance. So such is the glory of the Lord. So whoever wants to conquer their senses or whoever wants to become detached, then they should also take shelter of him. So in this, take shelter of his lotus feet, then they will also be able to come out of those moods. They will also become victorious. Sankarshan is also like expansion of Baladev. Sometimes it may seem that his eyes are like he looks like some intoxicated person. So is it like the Lord is like intoxicated person? So for persons who are not fixed or who have the impure vision, for him the Lord may appear someone like who has drunk. But according to the way he is seeing, it may appear. But actually the Lord is never Lord is never under these modes. And even like all the wives of serpents in the lower planetary system, they worship him and they touch him, but he remains unagitated. So such is the glory of the Lord. And it is said that this whole Brahmanda is held by Lord Shesha on his head, but he will not feel get affected by even that. He feels like just like a mustard seed sitting on a serpent on his hood. Effortlessly he can lift. Similarly, Lord Shesha holds all the universes without any effect. Such is his glory. Even in, it is mentioned in Adi Chaitanya Charitamrita also, like how Lord Ananta Shesh, he is maintaining the several universes on his heads, but he never felt any weight of them. It was mentioned by Vishnu Chakur Thakur that, although Bhumandala is very, very huge, like several yojanas wide, and Sankarshan or his hoods are like small compared to Bhumandala, but still he never felt any weight of it. So that means by his inconceivable power, he has like unlimited dimension also. He can expand or he can conceive. That is, through his inconceivable energy, he can hold, his hoods become unlimited in dimension. So therefore, Bhumandal, although it is so huge, it appears like a mustard seed. So, and Lord Shiva says that, so Lord Sankarshan's Maya, like which is one Maya Prakriti, he expands and becomes Mahatattva. So he is beyond Mahatattva, that means he is beyond the modes. And from Mahatattva, the Ahankara will come. So that Ahankara is basically controlled by Lord Shiva. And by the power of the Lord, and by the power of his glands, and I create through Mahatattva other beings like devatas, elements and senses. Through combination of these, devatas, senses and material elements and Mahatattva and Ahankara, we create the living entities, different bodies. So in this way, Lord Shiva is explaining how he is he also created from the Lord. And from them, they are all together creating the different bodies of the living beings. Now, in this chapter, in this verse, he is mentioning that in that way, different bodies are created. So, this Maya, through this illusory energy, these different bodies are created. So, and through this Maya, it is engaging every living entities in the karma. So here one word, particular word that is used is കർമ്മ പർവണീം മായാം. മായ ഈസ് കാൾഡ് ആസ് ദറ്റ് വിച്ച് മേക്സ് ലിവിങ് എൻറ്റിറ്റീസ് ബൗണ്ട് ഇൻ ദ കർമ്മ. സോ നോട്ട് ദിസ് ഇസ് ലൈക്ക് എ നോട്ട് നോട്ട് ഓഫ് കർമ്മ. ആൻഡ് സോ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ദ യൂസിങ് ദറ്റ് മായ ലോർഡ് ഈസ് ബൈൻഡിങ് ആൾ ദ കണ്ടീഷൻ സോൾസ് ടു ദിസ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ വേൾഡ്. സോ ദർഫോർ ആൻഡ് people in general, they don't know how to get out of that also. So naveda nistarana yogamanjasa. So people in general, they don't know. Even Vishnu Chakravarti, he writes that people doesn't know that actually they are bound by maya. So that itself is one illusion, and even if they know, they don't know what is the process of how to come out of that. So therefore, my tasmai namaste vilayodayatmane. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto the Lord who is the cause of creation and annihilation. So vilayodayatmane is also translated as like Lord is also, he creates maya, he creates entanglement for non-devotees, and he also relieves the devotees from that maya in that sense. So Prabhupada in this purport, he is mentioning that the like people, like all this body is compared to a computer, or this is like compared to a machine, how every living entity is bound. So because of that, everyone is bound in that sense, Prabhupada is mentioning. So like as we have seen, that people do not know that even they are bound by gunas. That means although people are everyone is living in this world, first of all they don't understand that they themselves are bound. It was mentioned like while we take sessions in the six session course, we mentioned that like it is kind of jail. In jail the people are like bound by iron chains, but here this is a strange kind of jail, because people in this world, they don't know that they are in the jail. So, but what are the chains that are binding? They are gunas, three modes. And people think that they are enjoying in this world, so, and they don't want to come out only. So, in that sense, like they are not even know that they are bound by maya. So there is a discussion sometimes in the outside circles, like everyone is bound by maya. Like there is a theory called simulation theory. So like Prabhupada is mentioning that here everyone is like a machine or a computer, but it is, which is being operated by maya. So like people, they are now contemplating that, they say that is it that we are in a simulated world, like that they think, because like they had understanding that now they are manufacturing robots, right? And there is a game. If you see how artificial intelligence is growing in this world, like previously 40 years back we have some computer game which is like two, like we used to play, like one ball is moving and rectangular shape above and below we used to hit and it used to move. Now, like this is like maybe 10 years back when I was in school, we used to play like that in computer video game. So now the gaming technology has advanced so much that people now, they can immerse themselves, like they can put some particular gaming and they think they are like completely absorbed in that. They think that like they are like it's like as if real it appears. So it's like if simply they forget that they are in that gaming, it is as if they are actually playing, like that some many games have come. And like if the world, many people all over the world, so many scientists or so many programmers, coders, they are all working to develop in such a way that it is like a augmented reality. So what is augmented reality? Augmented reality means we are seeing through this world, through our eyes, we are seeing something. So if we put some warehouse, some instrument in our eyes, we will see some other world where everything appears. Like, I think sometime back, Anandi Mayaprabhu has sent some video where, he is like operating the computer with the touch. Like, he will wear those glasses and he will touch and it will appear and the screen will appear, everything keeps on moving. So, it's like augmented reality. That means everyone, they will wear something and they will be in some other world. So, simulation theory is that, is it like, suppose we are manufacturing, these computers or machines. Some person discovers something and that we replicate, right? So, some scientist or some innovator, he improves some computer, some method. So, the best thing will be replicated all over the world. So, like that, if someone has designed our program in our brain, some human, some higher being, he has designed some program, he has to act like this. This stimuli will come, then he will act like this. So, like that, if someone has programmed, and through that program, so many, once that program is created, one can replicate that, right? If one computer can be generated, it can be replicated. So many millions of computers can be replicated. Similarly, one human species, if it is coded in such a way that he will react like this, with this situation. So these are repeated. So like that, they are saying that, they are thinking that, are we in some world which is being coded by some higher personality, and in their code we are situated. So like that. This is called simulation theory. Like, for example, Matrix movie, something, they say that the humans, they are entangled in the network of created by some other persons. So, but actually speaking, if we understand Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, what we are seeing, actually we are all under control of Maya. So we are living entities, we are bound by this Maya. And higher living beings are actually controlling all our things. So if you understand Bhagavatam 2nd canto, 3rd canto, we see each of our sense is being controlled by one particular devata. So our eye, we are able to see only with the support of the sun devata. And we are able to hear only with the support of dig devata. So all these higher devatas, they are all supporting us in executing our work. And so basically these are all expansions of Maya we see. So therefore, we are under the control of Maya, that we can understand through all these things. But in this verse it is mentioned that people doesn't even understand that they are in Maya. Means doesn't even understand that they are being controlled by some higher beings. So, and so in this way, everyone is controlled through the Lord's Maya. And one more point, it is mentioned that people doesn't know, even if some, Prabhupada in this purport is writing that, even if someone is under distress, if he wants to come out by their mental speculation, they cannot come out on their own. So they don't know what is the process of coming out. Nahi Veda Nistarana Yogam. So how to come out of that? That is the path of bhakti. So that bhakti yoga is revealed only by the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. So unless that is accepted through parampara, that bhakti yoga, the way to get out of this material world, it is very difficult to come out of that material world. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudarlaba. After many, many births, people who surrender to the Lord, they will only come out from this Maya. So he also quoted Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya Mameveye Prabhadyante Maya Metantaradhiti. Only person who surrenders to the Lord, he will only come out. So, yeah. So in this way, the living entity, when he surrenders to the Lord, he will come out. So surrender, as you mentioned, that it was a like taking the shelter of the Lord. And I was just reading like Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how a person, when he surrenders and finally attains the Lord, how the Lord will receive a person. That section is nicely elaborated in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I was just reading, so I thought maybe I will share that section. So in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned that a Brahmana, he was worshipping a Devi, and that the Devi gives him a mantra, and by chanting that mantra, he was like going to different places, and he met a Gopakumara in Govardhan place. So that Gopakumara, he gives the story of his own story and how he has attained some particular mantra, and by chanting that mantra, he has attained his perfection. So that story he narrates, his own story. So he was chanting Gopala mantra, and by that mantra, that Gopakumara, he was like, because of the power of that mantra, he travels to different planetary systems. Like he goes to Swarga, he goes to Lord Shiva's place, Brahmaloka, he goes to Vaikuntha, he goes to Ayodhya, he goes to Dwaraka, and he again comes back to Vrindavan, to the Govardhan. So there, in Govardhan, he was like completely absorbed in the Lord. So that time, from that earthly Vrindavan, he was taken to Goloka Vrindavan. So while he was traveling, he sees that planet surpasses Vaikuntha and even other planetary systems, Ayodhya, and even it surpasses even the Dwaraka and other places, and it enters into Mathura Mandal. So when he enters Mathura in Goloka, there he saw that Mathura is exactly similar to the earthly Mathura that we see. And there also he heard that Kamsa, he has arrested Krishna's parents, Devaki and Vasudev, and he is ruling. So out, and then he felt that he also felt he was very fearful, and he quickly took bath in Vishranti Ghat and entered into Vrindavan. So in that Vrindavan, while he was entering, he saw a lot of people there in that Vrindavan, and their condition he describes in Vrindavan, the people's condition. It was mentioned that like he could not understand whether they are enjoying complete bliss or are they in complete distress. So is it like they are in happiness or they are in so much sorrow? He could not understand. So such is the world. And there he was like when he entered, he saw a particular old man, and he was like crying him, like he was like chanting Krishna's name, and he was like remembering, and he asked, where is that Vrindavan? And he directs the place to enter. So when he entered that Vrindavan, he describes that there is no such place I have seen throughout the world. Wherever I went, such a beautiful place I never seen. So, and he saw several people there in that Vrindavan, several Rajavasis, everyone. So everyone was like thinking about, discussing about Krishna and like that. And then he asked, where is the Krishna here? Then one old lady replies that morning he went to Vraja while taking his cows, and evening he will come back. We are all eagerly waiting for him. So everyone there were waiting for the arrival of Krishna in the evening. So he was also waiting. So that time, while he was waiting, first he heard the most wonderful sound of the flute of Krishna. So that was so wonderful, all his senses got attracted. And the effect of that flute, it was mentioned that immediately trees started giving sap, and trees giving sap, and all the, we have seen, just like we heard in the description of Bhagavatam, the Venugita, so similar things he describes there, that all the moving rivers, they got stunned, and all the animals, they were shedding tears. So in this way, no one could understand, is that flute giving poison or it is giving nectar? So that is it is contradictory. It seems that sometimes because it's creating lot of trouble for the people, and also it is giving extreme joy. So this contradiction he could not understand, because everyone is becoming mad just by hearing that sound. And so just by hearing, all the ladies, they came running to see Krishna. Whatever they are doing, they simply left and they simply came out, and some people even fell unconscious also. So in this way, everyone is eagerly looking for Krishna to come. So slowly Krishna started coming, and Krishna, when he came, he just saw this cowherd boy. He has come just from Bhuloka to Goloka now, new arrival, we can say. But Krishna, just by seeing him, he ran forward. Generally, devotees run forward to Krishna, but Krishna, just seeing this Gopakumar, he ran forward, and he came, and he was addressing Sridhama that, so look Sridhama, my dear friend Sarupa has come here, who is from your family, like that he says, and he comes and he embraces this Gopakumara, and he sheds lot of tears just by seeing this devotee, and he faints. So Krishna faints just by seeing, embracing this Gopakumara. This Gopakumara, he felt that he was in complete ecstasy, bliss. But just by seeing Krishna fell down, he becomes full of anxious also. And seeing that Krishna fell down in unconscious state, again all the Vrajavasis, they become disturbed. And everyone starts crying, what happened to Krishna? Nanda Maharaj, he was feeling, what happened to Krishna? He was crying. Yashoda came, what happened? Oh, cowherd boy, what did you do? Why he is lying down without moving up? So she was lamenting. All the cows, bulls, they started shedding tears, and other animals like black deer, everyone, they were also shedding, wept. So much pain they are experiencing. And birds also came. And they were also making, out of misery, they made lot of noise, and they started crying. So in this way, all moving and non-moving beings, everything experienced pain. And Balramji, he has come, and he was also looking very beautiful. And he came with a lot of distress, and he saw that Krishna was lying, and he understood the situation. So he made this Gopakumara embrace Krishna and loudly address Krishna. So then in that, this Gopakumara addressed him loudly. Then Krishna awoke. Then immediately he saw that Gopakumara out of love. He embraced him, he kissed him, and he looked around. So many other Rajavasis are also there. So he became little embarrassed. So in this way, he met this Gopakumara and took Gopakumara along with him. He held that Gopakumara on his left hand, and he took him along with him to his palace. So in this way, Krishna is receiving his devotees in Golok Vrindavan with lot of affection. So they, in that situation, Gopakumar understood that not only he had lot of love for Krishna, but Krishna has more love to him than he has love for him, and he is very eager to receive him. So feeling that, he felt a lot of happiness in his heart. So in this way, the Lord is always eager to receive whoever takes shelter of him, and he very lovingly embraces whoever goes, crosses beyond this Maya and goes to Goloka. So I'll stop my discussion here. Thank you, everyone. Randara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.